This is Express FM.
Supported by Highbury College. We are passionately pumping.
Jamal Lowe's onside. The flag stayed down. Jamal Lowe, nonchalant, brilliant. Pompey will be promoted at this rate.
Cheltenham Town, that'll stick in my mind forever.
Pure, unadulterated Pompey.
You can't be involved with this football club and not be emotional. The club is special.
Action and reaction.
You know, ultimately, I came to the decision it was best if we made that change.
Giving Pompey fans a voice.
The whole stadium erupted singing Play Up Pompey. It was a surreal moment.
To do it with a club like Portsmouth was just incredible. That was the reason why I joined the club.
This is the Football Hour.
The one team that stands out, that's historic, that's had great success, that has a fan base that is amazingly passionate, is Portsmouth.
It was a fifth consecutive defeat for the Blues at Peterborough on Tuesday night.
And referee James Oldham says that'll do, and Portsmouth have lost for the fourth consecutive game in League One.
Despite the result, it appeared to be an improved performance from Pompey, who competed in their first game since the departure of Kenny Jackett on Sunday. Caretaker boss Joe Gallen was pleased with how his side conducted themselves in a hard-fought contest at London Road.
Very pleased with the spirit, very pleased with the attitude, commitment level, and some quality as well in the second half, and should be coming away with at least a point, and I think probably with a better side on the night.
This evening we'll be reviewing the events of that game, looking ahead to tomorrow's visit of Ipswich Town and discussing the arrival of Danny Cowley, who has just in the last few moments been appointed as the next Pompey manager. Are you happy with the decision to bring in the former Lincoln and Huddersfield boss? Can Pompey now mount a push to get back into the top six? And what do you think the score will be tomorrow when the Blues take on Ipswich at Fratton Park? Get your text, tweets and emails into the panel this evening to have your say on all things Pompey. And stay tuned for 60 minutes of passionate Pompey discussion right here on Express FM. You're listening to the Friday Football Hour.
This is the Football Hour, 93.7 Express FM.
A very good evening and welcome to the Friday Football Hour here on Express FM, brought to you this season by Stagecoach Across the South. Head to stagecoachbus.com to view the latest timetables, scout your nearest bus stops and get up to speed with the latest COVID-related guidelines. And please remember that if you are boarding a bus at this moment, that a face covering is compulsory during your entire journey. Well, in the last few minutes, Pompey fans, the club has released an official statement. Danny Cowley has been appointed as the next Blues manager. And coming up on tonight's show, I'll be bringing in two more Pompey fans to discuss that, as well as nothing but Pompey for the next 60-odd minutes. We've got so much to go through, and the three of us will be here to also pick apart the talking points from the previous game and look ahead to tomorrow's visit of Ipswich Town. As ever, we're relying on you back home to help get us through this next hour. Get in touch with us by either texting the word Express, followed by your name and message to 81400. Include at Express FM within your tweets. Otherwise, you can visit facebook.com/PompeyLive or send an email into Pompey@expressfm.com. We look forward to hearing from each and every one of you this evening. And if you do get in touch with us tonight, don't forget to add your score predictions for tomorrow's match. And before we do move on, however, we're going to take you back to 7 o'clock on Tuesday evening. At the time, managerless Pompey, led by Joe Gallen, hit the road once more and were back at the Western Home Stadium, home of second place Peterborough United. The Blues went into the game with the posh off the back of four straight defeats, including Saturday's EFL Trophy final penalty shootout loss to Salford City, which ended up being the final game of Kenny Jackett's tenure at the club. Peterborough themselves were looking to get back to winning ways, having gone three without a win, whilst also hoping to close the gap on leaders Hull at the top of the table.
Everything we do is passionately Pompey.
A wonderful goal!
Every second of the action is right here.
Shoot and scores!
90 minutes of passionately Pompey commentary.
He scored!
This is...
You wouldn't believe it!
Pompey Live.
The post-Kenny Jackett era begins for Portsmouth. And it comes towards the near post and McGilvery tries to palm it out and it's gone pretty much directly into his own goal. Well, is that going to be credited for a Burrows goal straight from the corner kick? Has it been clawed out by McGilvery? It doesn't matter how it's gone in. It's Peterborough 1, Portsmouth 0. Brown to deliver it towards the edge of the six-yard box. And it's loose and it's gone over the bar. And Pompey are claiming there was a foul on Nicolaitan from Kent. Peterborough have stolen it, shot from distance, which McGilvery manages to claw away and will bounce out for a Peterborough throw. Curtis delivers into the area. Header was powerful from Naylor, but it's high and wide and never really threatened. Ward goes round two men, pulls it back. Great chance for another. How on earth has Burrows missed that? That is up there for miss of the season. Back into the penalty area. Johnson, Clark, Harris might be able to get a shot away. Brown leaves it off. Issa on the left. How will Portsmouth survive? They haven't done yet because Peterborough still have it just outside the penalty area. And Issa is going to go back to Butler. Stood up into the penalty area. White is fouled by Thompson. It's somehow still only 1-0 to the home side. In towards the far post. Nicolaisen's header loose in the 6-yard box. Can Peterborough get it away just about? White stood up to the far post. Bolton trying to attack it. Too many blue shirts. And Watmore commits a foul. Going for the ball. Peterborough free kick. They're clinging on the home side. They lead 1-0. Brown short to Curtis. Just outside the box. Close. Could he take a touch and get a shot away? Instead of chip it to the far post to Bolton. Back into the danger area. And Harness puts it high over the bar. I think the flag was up anyway.
Yeah, I think you're right.
But he should score. And referee James Oldham says that'll do. And Portsmouth might have been much more spirited in the second 45 minutes. But ultimately, they have lost the fourth consecutive game in League One, losing against Peterborough United by 1-0.
Every second of the action is right here. This is 93.7 Express FM. Pompey Live.
The highlights there of Pompey's 1-0 defeat at Peterborough in midweek. The Blues now sit 10th on the table and 3 points behind Charlton, who occupy the final playoff position. Pompey are now 13 points off the automatics and 16 behind Hull at the top of the table. To put their recent downfall into perspective, 19 points separate the Blues from Northampton Town in 21st. They are holding the highest relegation spot at the moment, so a defeat tomorrow could put Pompey closer to the drop zone than the summit of League One, where they sat briefly over the Christmas period. Okay, enough of the stats from me. Instead, I'm going to bring into the conversation a man who probably has a lot more to share with you, though I can't promise they'll make for pleasant hearing. Pompey Live colleague Ryan Stillwell is at the end of the line. Ryan, a very good evening to you.
Good evening, Jake. I hope you're doing well over there, and hope you're finally relieved at the news we got.
Ryan, I'm not going to lie, it's been a stressful few hours preparing for tonight's show. We were all in the knowledge of what was going to happen inevitably. Of course, the news that Danny Cowley is the Pompey manager. He was announced as the new Blues boss 9 minutes ago, right as we came on air here on the Football Hour, which has completely turned the entire show onto its head, Ryan. But look, we'll start off with that. I would say breaking news. It's been in the making for the last few days. It's not really a secret, but Danny Cowley, he is the next Pompey manager, and he will be here on an initial deal until the end of the season. Your thoughts?
He's got a task on him. He's got to completely resurrect a side that, as you said, were briefly top at Christmas, has now dropped to 10th in the league, could mathematically drop into the bottom half tomorrow. A team that's now closer to Burton than they are to Peterborough in the table. No disrespect to Burton. Obviously, they've had a great run of form, but he's got a task to turn this around because the players look so far off of the calibre required to achieve what is the aim for this season. And the club's obviously come out since the sacking of Jacket and said that remains the playoffs. This team is struggling to find the net at the moment, let alone 3 points. So Danny and Nicky Cowley, who's obviously coming in as assistant, they've got a task on them, but they've got an intensity to them. They've got an honesty to them, an openness to them. And you just have to hope that in the 12 games that remain, starting with Ipswich tomorrow, they can convince the players to buy into something, to buy into a collective goal and to sort of reinvigorate them. Kind of like Northampton when John Brady, their academy coach, took over. And obviously they won 2 games back to back after they'd really cobbled together and decided to work as one. So that's what they're aiming to do. And whether or not they can pull it off and achieve a playoff place, I think the only tough thing for him is he'll be judged if he doesn't from the outside, but I think that'll be pretty unfair. You know, you come in with 12 games remaining and you're told to make the playoffs. So we wish them the best of luck. We know they've got success at clubs they've been to previously. I think he was definitely judged harshly at Huddersfield. You know, it was the first ever team to not get relegated when they'd not won their opening 9 games. And he still got sacked from the job when he quite literally broke a record for keeping Huddersfield up. So they've obviously got success where they've been, and we just wait and see if they can pull off, not a miracle, but but something that no one would have expected after the 4-1 defeat at Northampton.
Yeah, I'm going to bring into the conversation now Sam Stone. Sam, it's been a while, mate. Welcome back to the show.
Yeah, good evening, gents. It's really nice to be back on and a bit of renewed positivity around Portsmouth.
Yeah,
going forward, hopefully.
Yeah, that's what it is, Sam, isn't it? You know, it's the news we've all been, you know, hoping for. It's the news we've been expecting for the last few days. Of course, the two front runners this week were, of course, Daniel Stendel and Danny Cowley came into the frame on Tuesday. We've got our man. It will be Danny Cowley and his brother, Nicky Cowley, as his assistant until the end of the season. Ryan mentioned previously about how they've got a huge task on their hands now, Sam, to try and get Pompey playing again, try and get that spirit back into the team and try to, you know, whether the goal is to get into the top six or even achieve promotion come the end of the campaign, really the big task on their hands, Sam, I don't know if you'll agree with me here, is trying to get the team playing again as a team, trying to get that team spirit back up to the levels of which we were told by Kenny Jackett and Joe Gallen they were at. We haven't quite seen that in the last few games. It's their task now to try and get that confidence back.
Yeah, it's a big task they've got. You'd have to say, I have to agree with you both on that. It's surprising they've only taken it. I'm surprised in the length of the contract to the end of the season. It seems like it's a bit more of a win-win for Portsmouth instead of the Cowleys, because they've got to come in. They've got to turn this big ship that's sinking quite quickly around. But you know, I don't necessarily think it's just about the players. I think it's nice for fans to maybe feel a bit of a connection to a manager now. I felt so disconnected over the last kind of 2-3 months with Portsmouth and the press conferences and what was being said. And Danny Cowley seems like someone who could maybe get that connection going back with the fans, get the fans on side. And that could be a big thing. I appreciate the fans aren't in the stadium at the moment, but you know, players see stuff on social media. Can build that connection again.
Yeah. And before we do move on with the conversation any further, Ryan, Sam, we're going to take a few minutes to get a bit of breath, you know, regroup ourselves, and we'll come on to talk about Danny Cowley and, of course, his brother and his assistant, Nicky Cowley, in just a few moments' time. But before we do that, we're going to hear the post-match thoughts of Joe Gallen, who oversaw operations at Peterborough on Tuesday night.
Well, Joe, from where we were watching, it looked like you deserved a point tonight. Is that something you'd agree with?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Deserved at least a point, yeah. I thought we was played with a lot of spirit, played with a lot of heart, and particularly in the second half, then played with a lot of quality, really. I thought we dominated the second half. And then bitterly disappointment for us to lose to such a poor goal, really. Just such a poor goal to lose to. So very disappointed with that, but very pleased with the spirit, very pleased with the attitude, commitment level, and some quality as well in the second half, and should be coming away with at least a point, and I think probably with a better side on the night.
What sparked that improvement in the second half? What did you say at halftime to create that?
Well, I think we obviously changed a couple of things tonight, not too much, and we tried to soak up some pressure and play on the break a little bit. But it was apparent even just before halftime, where we were last 15 minutes, where we were looking more of a threat and looking like we were likely to score. I mean, just before they got the goal, Ryan had quite a good chance from a long throw, I think it was. And then halftime, we just regrouped and just went back over basically the game plan again and instilled some confidence into the players in terms of them believing in themselves going forwards. And I got to say, I thought it was a really, really strong second half. I mean, in terms of heart and spirit and commitment, I thought it was very, very strong. And as the players were coming on, Geordie and Marcus, then, you know, the quality was coming on, and, you know, very disappointed and unlucky not to get a point.
Yeah, and even with the players coming on, when you're looking for a goal, it must be a shame and slightly difficult when you don't have two of your favourite strikers available.
Yeah, that's it. And Michael Jacobs as well. But look, there's no excuse. Obviously the physicality that especially Ellis would have brought tonight, and John's goal scoring, you know, undoubtedly would help us. But again, I thought Ryan Williams, Ronan Curtis, Geordie, Marcus Harness all played and had a really good go at, you know, trying to be a centre forward. It's really hard to become a centre forward. It's a very difficult position to play in, and sort of need years and years and years really to nail it. But I thought Ronan Curtis showed a lot of heart and passion. Ryan Williams always just gives everything he's got, and again, no points and another loss, so it's, you know, very disappointing from that point of view.
You mentioned words like heart and spirit. The players, of course, also needed to show a certain certain amount of professionalism after what's happened over the past few days. Were you impressed with that side of things, or satisfied with that side of things?
Definitely the professionalism side of things, yeah, absolutely no problem. But yeah, I don't think that's, you know, necessarily been a problem. I think to come, you know, put on such a strong performance physically after playing, you know, 2 hours worth of football on Saturday, and the disappointment of losing at Wembley and Peterborough not having a game, and then to run and to sprint and to have that, you know, your words, you know, the words I've been using, you're using now, Ollie, heart and spirit. Yeah, I think you have to say well done to the players, but, you know, we still lost. So, you know, you can't be saying too many well done's. We got beat, and that's the, you know, bit most disappointing aspect. I didn't think we deserved it, but it's happened again, and we got to put it right.
And just finally, Joe, what was your message in the change room after the game to the players after what's been a difficult few days and a difficult month, really?
Well, I think, you know, overall, to come to Peterborough with their home record and considering Saturday's game they didn't play and 2 hours, you know, I thought it was a hell of a second half. Really, I thought spirit-wise and attitude and putting pressure on Peterborough, I thought it was a really strong second half performance, and that should give, you know, everyone a lot of belief and confidence going forwards. And the players are saying in there that if they continue to, you know, play like that, and if I'm around, I'm going to make sure that they continue to play like that. And that's the least that, you know, we require at the club. And we need to add, you know, extra pass, extra bit of quality, extra little bit of creativity in the final third in order for things to drop for us and in order for the ball to hit the net.
Standing gaffer Joe Gallen there speaking to Ollie Marsh following the midweek defeat at London Road. And Ryan, we'll come on to the big news regarding Danny and Nicky Cowley in the next part of the show. We've just got just 1 or 2 minutes to talk about Tuesday night. A fifth straight defeat for Pompey at the hands of Peterborough. It was 1-0 scoreline. The goal was an own goal. It was rather unfortunate. It was a bizarre goal to concede. Would you argue that maybe Pompey performed a little bit better in midweek than they have done in previous games?
I would say that is the case, but I would also say that it would have been hard not to. It's almost a record-breaking defeat at Northampton. Record in the sense that, you know, club legend Guy Whittingham called it the worst Pompey first half he's ever seen. And this is a man who's played for and managed the club at two drastically different levels as well. And obviously Sunderland, you don't have a shot on target. Salford, you don't have a shot in the first half, and you sort of wilter away on penalties. But you can definitely see that in the second half, there was a bit more of a desire to get forward, a desire to get the guys overlapping on the outside and get numbers into the box, which we hadn't really seen in the first half of that game. So while there was some intent there and a little bit more creativity in the second half of that game that we've seen in second halves throughout the season, and obviously this is something we've covered on there, that Pompey just aren't present in the second half. They were more present in that second half than a lot of second halves I've seen, so I will at least give them credit for that. But I think the telling line from Joe's interview there was, we can't give them too many well done's, they still lost.
Yeah.
And I know it's an unfortunate own goal from a set piece. It's a really bizarre goal to concede, but I at least like the fact that that's the approach he took in that interview, was that, you know, we can praise this and that, but you can't praise too much. We still found a way to lose. And we jokingly said that on air after the defeat against Salford. We said, we'll find another really interesting way to lose at Peterborough. And so we did. So in showing intent for half a game is all well and good. But ultimately, as I said, I think when we lost at home to Blackpool, you've got to find a way to turn zeros into ones and ones into threes. And Peterborough was unfortunately another example of that playing out. Yes, there are mitigating circumstances, but it's a game that once again you look back on and you do think, you know, how on earth have you managed to walk away from that with nothing? So it's Pompey in a tough spot, and obviously, as you said, you know, you've just got to try and put that one behind you, because as of today, 6 p.m., we are entering a new era, however long that era lasts, and you've just got to try and find a new energy, a new focus, and a new optimism to go forward with. You can't ask any questions of the past, because you know, time waits for no man, time waits for no football team, and certainly the teams chasing the playoffs, they won't be waiting for Pompey to play catch-up. You've got to get it going now.
Paul O'Neill on Facebook says, we played much better in the second half on Tuesday. Confidence still seems an issue. Hopefully we can start a run of wins tomorrow and officially announce a new manager as soon as possible. It seems to be dragging out too long, Paul O'Neill. 2 hours ago there on Facebook, Paul O'Neill, you'll be glad to know Danny Cowley has officially been appointed as manager of Portsmouth Football Club. Okay, Express is the word to put up start of your text. Be sure to include your name at the end of those two so we know who we're talking to. Alternatively, you can tweet using at ExpressFM, email Pompey at ExpressFM.com, or find us on Facebook, facebook.com/PompeyLive. I'll be back with Ryan and Sam in just a few moments' time, so stick around for even more passionate Pompey discussion right here on 93.7 ExpressFM. You're listening to the Friday Football Hour.
This is the Football Hour, 93.7 Express FM.
Welcome back to the Football Hour here on Express FM, driven to you this season by Stagecoach across the South. I am joined tonight by Ryan Stilwell and Sam Stone to go over the events of Tuesday's 1-0 defeat at Peterborough, to preview tomorrow's fixture against the Tractor Boys of Ipswich Town, and to also discuss the breaking news as of 24 minutes ago that Danny Cowley is Pompey's new head coach. And before we do move on any further, to get the thoughts of you back home, the Pompey fans, and of course Ryan and Sam, who joined me over the powers of the internet, which almost broke down just before coming on to air, but we quickly resolved that one, which is, it's been a manic half an hour, I'll tell you that. It's been absolutely manic, but we've got there in the end. I'm going to read up the official statement from Portsmouth Football Club, which reads, Pompey have appointed Danny Cowley as first team head coach on an initial deal until the end of the current season. The 42-year-old former Lincoln and Huddersfield boss will be assisted by his younger brother Nicky, and Danny Cowley was quoted in saying, this is a club with unbelievable tradition, so the board didn't need to sell it to us. We are proud and privileged to be here. Hopefully they saw two hard-working people who love the game, and we are delighted to be at Pompey. We always have the ambition of leaving a club in a better position than when we found it. We'll be working every day in order to achieve that here. And Chief Executive Mark Catlin also added to that, saying, having spent time with Danny and Nicky over the past few days and speaking to those who know them well, I'm delighted we can finally announce their arrival at Fratton Park. Sam Stone, the appointment then of Danny and Nicky Cowley to Portsmouth, it's taken a while. We'll go over why it has taken as long as it has. It has been one of the worst kept secrets of the season, arguably, probably since the Charlie Daniels arrival from Shrewsbury back in January. So as of the last 3 or 4 days, we found out on Tuesday morning that the interest had really gone from Daniel Stendel to Danny Cowley. Tuesday night, we went to Peterborough, of course. We were defeated at London Road in that game. I think we expected the announcement of Danny Cowley to either come on the Wednesday or the Thursday, but it transpired that because of... Look, they hadn't been involved at any football club since their sacking at Huddersfield back last July. So they've not been taking regular COVID tests. So upon arrival at Fratton Park to the training ground, they had to take a test each to ensure that they were negative of COVID so they could actually enter the premises safely before actually agreeing any deals, taking any photos, meeting the players. It's not quite like, you know, you look at Lee Bowyer, who went from Charlton to Birmingham within the space of, what, 24 hours? Now, that was able to happen because he's been taking regular COVID tests whilst at Charlton. So he's had to move from one bubble to another. But because he's regularly tested, he was fine to go. And the same with Nigel Adkins. He's been in a coaching role at various clubs over the last 12 or 24 months. He went straight to Charlton, essentially in a similar sort of manner. But the Cowley brothers, where they've not been involved with any club for nearly a year now, they had to take extensive tests to ensure they were safe to enter. So Pompey fans listening, that essentially is the reason why it's taken so long. The deal essentially, I guess, was agreed yesterday. They came in today to meet the players, take a training session, meet the media staff, conduct their interviews and get the final photos at Fratton Park sorted. Hence the 6 p.m. announcement. We've also heard that he's spoken to the Eisners, Mark Catlin as well. And of course, like we say, he's taken training today. So Sam, look, it's taken a while. But the important thing is that they are in charge and they will be here for tomorrow's game against Ipswich. That is the most important news to come out of this.
Yeah, I was getting slightly worried at one point that he was going to end up missing or not being in charge for the Ipswich game. And in a season of such fine margins, we all know what promotion kind of rests on. It is literally a couple of points come the end of the season. So another game that he could potentially miss is a big issue in a season of such fine margins. So it's good that he's in charge on Saturday. And it'll be interesting to see if the players start kind of, I know there's quality in this squad. You previously mentioned today that the players just aren't performing to the levels they should be. That there doesn't seem to be any belief in the team. And it'll be interesting to see if they can immediately install that belief back in the players, get them pressing high, get them working hard again. Initially, when I've obviously heard the interest, the managers that Pompey are interested in, Daniel Stendel is quite an exotic name, if you like, plays a very certain of football. And I'll be honest, I was really excited in that appointment. And initially, when I heard about the Cowleys getting the interest, I wasn't exactly taken away by it. But having done some research, and I've spoken to a couple of Lincoln fans as well, I think there's a lot to be excited about potentially going forward. And the style of play, they got labelled as quite long ball merchants in their first season at Lincoln. But that I don't necessarily think that is the case. And I think it's a bit of a harsh tag on their name. So I do honestly think that there's a good future for them too at this club. It just depends if they can really get the team going this season to show that they've got the ability to get this club going in the right direction. But I'm excited to see how the team play tomorrow and see if there's a reaction.
Yeah, and a lot of messages we've been getting over the past few weeks and months, Ryan, and you know, this is in regards to, of course, previous manager Kenny Jackett. A lot of fans were saying that it's not necessarily the style of football that's being played, but it's the kind of, you know, the passion, the connection with the fans and the club that they see on a match day, not necessarily it goes on behind the scenes. You know, there's no doubting, but Kenny Jackett is a real football man. He loves football. You know, he loves the club. There's no doubting that. But in regards to what we see on the touchline, having gone from a manager such as Paul Cook, you know, to Kenny Jackett, they're just two different people. Now to Danny Cowley and Nicky Cowley, who, from what we've seen at Lincoln, Huddersfield, in their previous employments, they are very, very passionate people, and they show that on a match day. And that is something that, you know, Pompey fans will warm to. They will warm to that visible connection in the media from what they see on the TV, hear over the radio. That is what the Pompey fans have been craving for so long. So we can discuss, and we will do in a few moments' time, the kind of play Danny and Nicky do employ at previous clubs. But first and foremost, we're looking forward to that connection they will have with the fans and with the club.
Yeah, I think every football club and its fan base has a particular style of play in mind, both which a manager will implement, and it will have a particular style of manager in mind as well. Some clubs like a quietly dignified manager who just goes about his job in an almost suit and tie kind of fashion, very well mannered on the sideline, doesn't get too animated, but has this almost beautiful mind, crazy scientist level of tactical knowledge. Whereas some football clubs and their fan bases, they like, for instance, a tracksuit manager who's animated on the sideline, wears his heart on his sleeve, defends from the front, plays from the front, adopts a mentality at home of you don't ever dare step onto our turf and purport to try and dominate us. And you know, with this club that we love and represent, it's a case of no one should ever step onto this island and control a game at Fratton Park. And I think that's the style of play and that's the philosophy that many Pompey fans want. Wasn't necessarily replicated by Kenny Jackett. Now, is that really his fault? I wouldn't say so. That's just who he is. And he's had success doing that as a manager. It can't be denied he's had success elsewhere as a manager with the way he plays football and the way he conducts himself. But it was never a like-for-like match with what this fan base wants. And I think you get a shorter lead time. You know, you get a shorter shelf life date with a manager like that, with a fan base like that. Because if you play to a style that the fans like, and if your personality matches what the larger fan base wants, you get longer to deliver results. But when you play football that doesn't necessarily match the culture of your football club, yeah, the shelf time is shorter. And I think for Pompey fans, that just blew over, especially in a year like this when we've had so much taken away from us. One of the few things you have in the end is basically the continuation of football, albeit via iFollow or however people are watching it. And in the end, they just couldn't identify with the manager, with the style of play. And in the end, even the results dried up, because that was the last thing that Kenny Jackett had going for him, was that Pompey were still, you know, near the top spots. They were top at Christmas. They were still in the playoff hunt. And then all of that fell away. And once you lose the results, in the modern game, there's no going back for a manager. And that's why, I think that's why Kenny Jackett was always against the odds here at Pompey, because he just didn't suit the culture of the fan base. Maybe not the club and what the club and the hierarchy at the club would call a manager, but certainly the people who would traditionally pack Fratton Park. It just never felt like someone they would be totally in simpatico with. On that basis, I do feel a little bit sorry for Jackett, because that can't be easy to walk into, and he was never going to change for anyone. But certainly with the appointment of the Cowleys, you do feel that they represent more of a likeness to the Pompey fan base. And hopefully, should they be here next season, obviously we don't know what the nuances of the deal are, but should they be here next season and you can see a majority of Pompey fans return to Fratton Park, hopefully that'll come across in the atmosphere that they can form a connection again between management and fans.
And looking at Danny and, of course, Nicky Cowley's record at their previous employers, Sam, of course, they started at Concord Rangers down in non-league. They moved to Braintree and then straight away pretty much moved to Lincoln City. And whilst that since all bank with Lincoln, they won the 2016-17 National League title, getting the Imps out of non-league and playing Football League football again. Then that following season in 2018, they were successful in the EFL Trophy. And then in 2018-19, they won the League Two title, promoting them into League One. So from the National League to League One in the space of, what, 2 to 3 seasons. It was an incredible record at the time and still is an incredible feat. And Lincoln fans will forever, you know, hold the Cowley brothers in their hearts for what they've achieved at the club, for putting Lincoln back onto the map as well. Now, they went to Huddersfield, didn't quite work out for them there in the sense that they only really, less than a season really, they lasted at Huddersfield. But at the end of the day, Sam, they got the job done at Huddersfield. They were employed to, you know, keep them up, you know, prevent them from getting relegated down to League One. In the end, they were sacked last July, as we mentioned, and the Huddersfield owner claimed to just go down a different route and to, you know, part separate ways, not necessarily because they didn't deliver what was required of them, but just they wanted to go their separate ways. So Danny Cowley, he's an up-and-coming manager in the sense that he's only 42 years old. He's only had 2 previous Football League clubs. It's an exciting one based on what Ryan's been saying about the kind of passion, the connection he's likely to have with the fans. So it really actually kind of fits the Pompey mould that we're bringing in these two highly regarded potential to be really top managers into the club.
Yeah, it does. And there's a lot to be excited about in the way they play. And I know previously they've been labelled as a bit of a kind of direct manager, if you like, but that was in one season at Lincoln, and they had Matt Reed up front, who was, to say he's a unit, probably a bit of an understatement, but yeah, they had him up front, so they did play to his strengths. But at Huddersfield, you can see how Huddersfield have done this season, so it's quite clear they're not exactly a club going in the right direction as it is. So they did well to keep them up. I think they didn't win their first 2 games, but then they won 5 out of their last 10 or 11 games to keep them up. So ultimately, I think that's a good job done there, and I'm very unfortunate to lose their jobs. But there's been plenty of videos going around social media about the way they play. There was a podcast they did with Paul Cook, and they do come across really well, just good talkers. And yeah. That's what I feel will kind of build that connection with the Pompey fans, that honesty that we may be looking for a little bit more. You know, we're not getting answers where we know that's just, we can see it on the pitch, it's not happening like that. That there will be that honesty. And at Lincoln as well, he managed the expectation there, because Lincoln in the National League was, you know, that's quite a big job. That there's a lot. Lincoln have got a big fan base. They expect a lot, and they shouldn't have been in the National League. There was a lot of expectation to get them promoted, and he delivered that. And then he delivered it further by getting them to League One. And if he probably hadn't gone to Huddersfield, he may have got them promoted again. I do think there's a lot to get excited about, just from the honesty that seems to come across, the kind of the structure of the club that he wants to build, you know, every member of staff, an ethos that he wants to build around a club. So it'll be good to see if he can implement that in these 12 games. And then ultimately, if Pompey don't go out this season, but there is an improvement, he's got the whole summer to shape a squad that he wants to go again next season.
Yeah. We've got a few text tweets and emails to read out before we head into our second and final break. But show's absolutely flown by tonight, as you can imagine. Adam Dark on Twitter says, the only perceived negative on McCauley's CV is Huddersfield, where he kept up a team in disarray. Since sacking him and wanting to go in a new direction, they've managed only 11 wins in 37 games. He clearly was not the problem and deserved more time at Huddersfield, says Adam Dark on Twitter there, in an email from Marcus Deakins, who says, well, the club had just confirmed what may be the worst kept secret ever and officially announced Danny Cowley as manager. Whilst he was not my first choice for the job, I'd have much preferred Daniel Stendel. It's done now, so like it or not, we should give him the benefit of a doubt and get behind him. He has an unenviable task ahead of him. We could win every game and still not make the playoffs. As unlikely as that scenario may be, it would be incredibly harsh to judge him for that if it were to happen. If he can at least get us winning games and looking like we want to win games, then perhaps he should be offered another season with the option of an extension if certain parameters are met. Whatever the outcome of the season, let's all wish him the best of luck. I'd love to see him begin his reign with a win, but I really don't think he has had enough time to reverse the momentum of the last few weeks. My heart says a 1-0 draw. My head says 2-0 to Ipswich. It's the opinion of Marcus Deakins there on Facebook. Okay, then, still to come, we'll be delving a little bit more into this week's opponents, Ipswich Town, and I'll be back with the lads to preview tomorrow's game and to continue the discussion about the new appointment of Danny Cowley at Portsmouth. Keep those text, tweets and emails coming in to us Blues fans. Let us know your thoughts on today's appointment and, of course, your score predictions for tomorrow's game. 81400 is the number to text. Start your messages with the word Express. You can email pompey@expressfm.com, tweet using @ExpressFM, or go to facebook.com/PompeyLive. So join myself, Ryder and Sam in just a few moments' time for the conclusion of this Friday Football Hour on Express FM.
This is the Football Hour, 93.7 Express FM.
Welcome back to the third and final part of tonight's Football Hour, driven to you this season by Stagecoach Across the South. Download the app now from either the Apple app or Google Play Store to plan your next trip. And please remember that a face covering must be worn throughout your essential journey. This is the part of the show where we want to hear your score predictions. You have just under 15 minutes to get your final messages into the panel. But before we do get to any more of those, we're going to hear from the wonderful Connor Mosley, who gives us a bit more information about the challenge that lies ahead for Danny Cowley's first game in charge. Promotion rivals Ipswich Town are next up for the Blues, and the Tractor Boys are managed by quite a familiar face.
The Blues are back at Fratton Park this weekend after back-to-back fixtures away from home. New boss Danny Cowley will set his side up to take on the Tractor Boys of Ipswich Town.
Pompey Live, this week's opposition.
Pompey are on a 5-game losing streak, having been defeated at London Road on Tuesday night by second place Peterborough. This weekend, they've got an early kickoff, seeking to climb back up the table and reclaim some points on the teams above. And it all starts with a clash with Ipswich, who we'll take a closer look at right now.
Manager.
The East Anglian outfit are managed by former Blues boss Paul Cook, who guided Portsmouth to the League Two title in 2017 during his second and final season in charge at Fratton Park. The 54-year-old left for Wigan at the end of that campaign and guided the Latics to the League One title in 2018, departing the club after their relegation from the Championship in 2020. Cook remained out of a job until the 2nd of March, when Ipswich came calling, though it was thought that he'd been in the running for numerous Championship vacancies throughout the season before making the switch to Portman Road. Since taking over the Tractor Boys, Cook's managed just 4 matches, winning 1, drawing 1 and losing 2.
One to watch.
Keep an eye out this weekend on Ipswich's number 40, Troy Parrott, who plays up front for the Tractor Boys. The striker is currently on loan at Portman Road from Premier League outfit Tottenham Hotspur and scored last week in the club's 1-0 win over Plymouth Argyle. The 19-year-old Irishman is tipped for a big career up top, and that goal over the Pilgrims was his first in professional football.
Top scorer.
With 5 goals each to their name, Gwion Edwards and James Norwood currently lead the way for Ipswich in the league. 28-year-old Welshman Edwards moved to Portman Road in 2018 from Peterborough United, whereas striker Norwood, who is now 30, joined the Tractor Boys from Tranmere Rovers in 2019.
Current form.
Ipswich currently sits 7th in League One, just 1 point off Charlton in six, with two games in hand on the Addicks. Over the past 10 matches, they've picked up 4 wins, 3 draws and suffered 3 defeats, 12th in the form guide over that period of time. Pompey themselves have only collected just 8 points from their last 10 matches, a record which puts them 22nd in the form table. Last time out in Suffolk, Ryan Williams bagged a brace in front of 2,000 Ipswich supporters to hand the Blues a 2-0 victory back in December. Will Danny Cowley pick up his first win as Blues boss? Or will former manager Paul Cook come back to haunt Pompey? All of the unmissable action of Pompey versus Ipswich is right here on Pompey Live.
We have the one and only Connor Mosley joining me now to talk about a certain Mr. Danny Cowley. Look, you're a Huddersfield fan.
Mm-hmm.
And Danny Cowley, of course, his previous employer being Huddersfield Town themselves.
Yeah.
He was sacked in July of last year, midway through the pandemic. Now, talk to me about that sacking then, because from an outsider's point of view, when any manager is sacked, you sort of get suspicious as to why that's happened. Should we be worried?
So look, we finished 19th. We just survived relegation with a couple of weeks to spare. Danny Cowley really did personally, I think he did a good job, given that, you know, money was being pumped out of the club. You know, we'd just come down from the Premier League. We'd had a terrible, terrible start. The owners were having to give money to the previous owner who'd had to give up the club. So straight away, whoever was going to come in had a real job on their hands. And I think Danny Cowley did very, very well under the circumstances. You think then towards the end of the season, right, OK, let's build on that for next season. And they go and sack him.
Yeah.
And it's just a bit like, well, what was all that for then? Is this just trying to stop the flames, you know, stop the rot? I mean, it's for us, it's happened again, pretty much the exact same has happened. I think he's a very exciting prospect for Pompey. Obviously, it's not a long-term contract as of yet. It's very much short-term. I think, you know, Pompey might have seen this and this performance by Danny Cowley last season as firefighting. This season, it's kind of the same thing.
And a lot of talk has been spoke about Danny Cowley's kind of style of play. There's been a lot of accusation that it's very hoofball, it's not that attractive. But actually, when you look at certain podcasts that have been released over the last few months since, you know, Danny and Nicky Cowley have been out of a job, looking at their tactics from their time at Lincoln, they seem to actually employ quite an impressive and attacking style of play, rather to the contrary of all these, you know, hoofball talks. From what you've seen of Danny Cowley at Huddersfield, I know you mentioned that he had a tough task on his hands. He pretty much came into a side who were really just in a little bit of a mess. Did he contribute that attractive football to Huddersfield Town, or was it just a case of getting the job done by any means?
I think at the start, he was really trying to implement a really nice style of football, you know, passing along the ground rather than hoofball, as you mentioned. By the end, we were still battling relegation, so we had to get points on the board. So it was a bit of hoofball. It was a bit of desperation in some of the matches. You know, there'd be some games where, especially against Sheffield Wednesday away last season, we managed, I think it was a 0-0 draw. And that, for the last sort of 15 minutes, was just, it was awful to watch, because it was just hoofball to whoever was up the field.
Yeah.
Virtually nobody, because everyone was trying to defend. I think Danny Cowley, he knows how to get the best out of his team, but I think he's also aware of situations. Like, obviously, with Lincoln, he could go out and say to the players, right, express yourself. You're a really good team. And I think he did that really well. Whereas at Huddersfield, he was very sort of, you're a good team, but I've put you together because of what we've got, which isn't a lot. So let's just try and, you know, defend as a unit. Let's do everything as a unit. I think with Pompey, it could be something similar. Yeah, so he's had previous with Sean Raggett at Lincoln. I think he's going to get that defence organised first and foremost before sorting out the attacking side of it. So yeah, for a few weeks, I'm kind of envisaging hoofball.
Based on those assumptions, then, we know that Danny Cowley, he can adopt that hoofball tactic. He can also employ that attractive style of football. Based on that, would you say that it's fair to say that he's got a plan B, a plan C? Because a lot of criticism that Kenny Jackett came under during his time at Pompey was that he never had a plan B. He just always stuck to the same kind of formation, the same style of play every single match. If Danny Cowley can implement all these different ways to win a game, is that something that will assist Pompey in the next 12 or 13 games to really get back into that top six?
Well, I think he's going to come up against a lot of different styles of football over the next 12, 13 games. You know, Ipswich are going to be sort of trying new things. But then teams like MK Dons, who are used to, you know, expressing themselves on the pitch and being quite creative. And then you've got teams like, you know, Lincoln, for example, who you don't really know what's going to happen next because they're so exciting to watch. I think Danny Cowley's going to try different things. Obviously, with any new manager that's coming in, they're going to try different things at the start of their tenure. And I think it is probably going to be a little difficult for Danny Cowley to find the perfect formula given how little matches he's got. You know, he's only got, what, less than 15 matches to save Pompey's season. He's going to try different things. Some will work, some won't. Hopefully, he will find a really nice formation for him and the team to work with, and then, you know, they can build on that. I'd like to think that if things started to go wrong, he'd be quite quick to change them. And you know, no one can really blame him because he's still trying to get it all right with how little games he's got.
Conor Mosley, Huddersfield fan, the voice of this week's opposition, and of course our very own presenter of Express Floor Fillers, which is coming your way after the news at 7 o'clock this evening. Conor, thanks for chatting to us, and enjoy your show later. I'll be sure to tune in.
Thank you. Play up Pompey.
Looking ahead to tomorrow's game then, bringing Ryan and Sam back into the conversation. Ryan, we'll go to you very quickly. We've not got too long to talk about it, but Ipswich Town, managed of course by former Blues gaffer Paul Cook, it's certainly not going to be a walkover and arguably one of the tougher tests for Danny Cowley to come straight back into.
Yeah, you could have asked for somewhat a little bit more of a mundane intensity for tomorrow, but this is a new team under Paul Cook. He'll want to be on the front foot. He wants to control the game at Fratton. He's not had the greatest start at Ipswich, but given the way that they were under Paul Lambert, they must have been so bereft of confidence and belief in themselves that they can actually go out and control games for 90 minutes. I mean, both times we went there in the FA Cup and in the league at Portman Road in November and December, respectively, I never saw Ipswich control a game for more than 10, 15 minutes. And Paul Cook's a guy that, when he was here at Pompey, he wanted to win the ball back at the absolute deepest in midfield and essentially play the game in one half of the pitch. So that's it's a tough culture to implement on a team that's so depleted of confidence. It'll be the same for Danny Cowley. But in what I'm looking for, I'm just looking for a bit of energy. I'm looking for a bit of reinvigoration, because apart from maybe half an hour at Peterborough, Pompey have just looked flatlining in every single game for almost a month now. Even the win at Oxford was actually quite a dull contest and a sloppy contest between two teams that were, you know, built to do a lot more that evening. So I'm just looking for an inject of energy, maybe not quality and cohesion, because obviously the Cowleys have only taken one training session, but I'm hoping to see a spark. I think it was Cleveland Browns coach Marty Schottenheimer many years ago, and he said, there's a gleam, men. There's a gleam. And that's what Pompey need to find. They just need to find that spark where the quality can come later, but tomorrow the excuses have to run dry and you have to start executing something on the field in order to arrest the slide. And if they can do that, then you can certainly look to the games after Ipswich and build upon it.
Gav Jones on Twitter's got in touch. We've got a few more to read out before we do leave you in a couple of moments' time. Gav Jones says, good evening, gents. It's finally been made official. We have our new manager. If the players have anything about them at all, then they will be chomping at the bit tomorrow to impress the new gaffer and retain their places in the starting lineup. Gav Jones there on Twitter. John Fitzpatrick says, good evening, lads. How are you doing this evening? Very well, thank you, John. He continues with, I hope you're all well. I heard some good news. We have a new manager for the end of the season. I think we'll beat them 2-0 and make us get back to winning ways, says John Fitzpatrick on Twitter. Ryan Lewis is going for a 2-1 Pompey win. Raggett to score. And Maya Cobsey's horse is going for a Pompey 2-1 win. Mad cow disease hits Fratton Park. A few more to get through. Ben Chu says nothing happens overnight, but you've got to hope for a little spark tomorrow to start our push back into playoff places. I'm going with a 1-1 draw. Hi, Jake Away, Rockin' Ryan and Sam. Dan the Man is our new manager, so let's see a revitalised, remotivated Pompey squad give Paul Cook's Ipswich a really good game lunchtime tomorrow, a chance for the players to impress on our home turf. Pack the Jaffa Cakes, Jake, says Mike T in Southsea. Mike, you can count on me, mate. And the final one from Dave in Cowplain, who says, I really hope the Cowleys have a positive impact at the club, and even if we don't end up with promotion, they will do enough to earn a longer stay. It will be interesting to see how they turn around the squad with the players of their choice coming in to suit their brand of football. Dave in Cowplain. And very, very quickly, Ryan Stillwell, a score prediction, please.
As I said, I don't think the quality will be there yet, but I'm sure the energy will be, and I think we'll match Ipswich 2-2.
Sam Stone.
I'm going to stick my neck out. We're playing Ipswich side. We're also in transition. You know, I think we're going to win it 2-0. A lot of energy. Let's be positive.
Well, Pompey fans, it is almost time for Danny Cowley's Pompey debut. He sits in the dugout tomorrow afternoon at Fratton Park as his side take on Paul Cook's Ipswich Town. It's an early kick-off at PO4. 1 o'clock is when battle will commence, and full coverage of that game, full pre-match build-up, will start here on Express FM, and I follow Pompey from midday.
Everything we do is passionately Pompey.
This is, you wanna believe it?
Pompey Live.
Pompey lost again on the road on Tuesday night. They went down 1-0 against the Posh. Up next, they host Ipswich Town at Fratton Park, led by former Pompey boss Paul Cook. Join us for all of the unmissable action this Saturday from midday. It's an early kickoff. Pompey versus Ipswich Town will be live right here.
Pompey Live on Express FM with Aquacars.
And that is just about all we've got time for this evening, Blues fans. A huge thanks once again to both Ryan Stillwell and Sam Stone for joining me on tonight's show. Thanks to Connor Mosley for quickly calling in at the end last minute towards the end of the show there. Thanks to everyone who got in touch with us tonight on the socials. Apologies if I didn't manage to read them out this evening. If you are one of those, I'll make sure Liam does so tomorrow afternoon. And finally, thanks to Stagecoach Across the South for supporting another season of the Football Hour here on Express FM. Okay, coming up tomorrow afternoon then, well, starting with Ian McGuinness at 8 o'clock. He's got breakfast up until 12 o'clock. He's got two helpings of 4th and 40 from 1987 and 1996. Ian's also got an edible round and top five, movies update with John Brown and new music from Smith & Burrows, as well as, of course, the travel, sport and news and weather updates. 12 o'clock, it's the return of Pompey Live. The Blues take on Ipswich Town at Fratton Park with kickoff at 1 o'clock. That's moved Lily Park into the 4 o'clock slot and through till 6 o'clock. She's got the tiny quiz, some weekend bangers, and she's, of course, celebrating Express FM's 15th birthday before Mason Jordan returns with a local music show from 6 through till 7 o'clock. Once again, a reminder that tomorrow's game between Pompey and Ipswich is a 1 o'clock kickoff at Fratton Park. I'll be live with Ryan and Liam from 12. But until then, enjoy the rest of your evening. Connor is up next with Express Floor Fillers. Stay safe and play up Pompey. Good night.